Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dave Leventhal, our Washington insider, is with us on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line. Dave, President Trump's tariff power play. It's been a rough, very rough 3 days for investors, but things seem to have settled down this morning. It seems to be a different morning. Stock futures are pointing up. What's happening?
Well, you might get a reprieve for a few hours or maybe a day, but expect that there is going to be turbulence for many, many, many days going forward, just simply because of the uncertainty, Susan, around these tariffs. Donald Trump has signaled and made very clear that he wants to keep them in place, that he has no intention on rescinding them or pulling them back. And in some cases, including with China, he may even double down and go deeper with bigger tariffs on Chinese Chinese products coming into the United States. So when you add this all up, it seems like Donald Trump is, his position is intractable, but really we don't know, because there's especially been so much pressure on him coming from supporters, people like Ted Cruz and Ben Shapiro, the podcaster, and various billionaires who are just apoplectic over the idea that this is going to be standard practice going forward. So whether Donald Trump is open to negotiation remains to be seen. He seems to have opened the door, pardon me, at least a crack, in even having world leaders such as Benjamin Netanyahu coming to the White House and asking for a change in tariff policy amid all of this. You can see that there is a lot of turbulence and just a swirl of activity. And what may be the case today may not be the case tomorrow.
Where is Congress in all of this, Dave? I mean, it seems like we have these sweeping economic decisions being made by one person, with Congress having almost, from the outside, seems like no interest in taking any action.
Well, Brian, I mean, if you think back to your 10th grade social studies courses and remember your lessons on balance of power and the equality of power among the branches, legislative, executive, and judicial, you may be scratching your head a little bit saying exactly that. Where is Congress? Aren't they the ones who have power over tariffs? Aren't they the ones who set economic laws and policy into law? And really what we have is a situation right now where Congress has acquiesced to the administration and has given Donald Trump great leeway and great sway, not only over economic matters, but over all matters during the first 2.5 months of his presidency. Of course, Republicans control both the House and the Senate, and with those majorities, they have more or less just stepped aside and let Donald Trump do what Donald Trump wants to do. The question now is that going to remain the case for months and even potentially years yet during his term? And when you start to have voices in Congress on the Republican side say, I don't know if this is really great. You hear the word stagflation coming up in congressional circles a lot, and That's the term for the economy stagnating and inflation going up all at the same time. They're scared about the idea and the specter of a recession. And all of this is just sort of the precursor to things that could get potentially worse, especially in a political context when Republicans are going to have to run for re-election next year during midterm elections. And they don't want to be running on a record of economic failure where people are hurting more next year than they even are today in many circles. So that is something that is causing a lot of nervousness among Republicans. And while most Republicans are very steadfast behind Donald Trump and his tariff policies, there are some small cracks in Congress right now, but not enough to make Congress say, all right, we're gonna get the tariff power back in Congress, and we are going to exert our congressional authority and power over the situation more than we are right now.
So to this point, everything that's happened is a result of executive order?
Well, yeah, Donald Trump has the power right now, and Congress has effectively allowed him to have the power to set these tariffs into motion. To the question of, well, could Congress assert itself more, the answer is absolutely yes, but they have to decide to do that. And if they don't do that, then the status quo as we know it during the early Trump administration will remain. And if Congress wants to do something differently, they're going to have to do that. But that's going to require, for example, House Speaker Mike Johnson potentially going against Donald Trump, which is not exactly the most comfortable position or politically tenable position for him to do. It's going to require the Senate to do the same thing. And nobody at this point really wants to go out on that limb and tell Donald Trump, no, actually, we disagree with what you're doing. And hey, we love you. You're great. We still support you, but just not on this. It really, I think, depends on how bad things get. And if the stock market continues to bleed out, if people are suddenly feeling economic pain in other regards, if these tariffs, when they take effect, if they take full effect, are resulting in consumer prices going through the roof on key things that we all buy and we all need, that they're going to hear from their constituents. And regardless of whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, a liberal or conservative, if your prices are going through the roof and you feel like this is basically a self-owned by the Trump administration and that we could have avoided this, then you may think a little bit differently about economic policy than you did a month ago.
Is that really the thing here? Consumer prices? You know, the stock market is one thing, but once you start to see it on the store shelves, is that when you see the political impact?
Well, I think that's when you see the political impact with people who otherwise would be supporting the administration. If they feel like they're getting hurt by policies that are being enacted by the administration, it's difficult for everyone just to say, oh, well, you know, I'm still going to 100% support it, when you're looking at your bottom line around the kitchen table and saying, wait a second, I'm doing nothing differently here. I'm buying the same kind of stuff, and suddenly I'm paying 20, 30, 40% more. And the just simple fact of tariffs is that it will have that effect in the short term if nothing else changes. So, hey, the long-term idea that, look, it's going to create more American manufacturing and all of that, that may be true, but it may not be true for 2 or 3 or 4 years. In the meantime, what are you going to do? That's a big question.
Dave, thank you. As always, Dave Leventhal joining us live this morning from Washington.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.